Welcome to Passion for the Pastime, where baseball lives 24/7, 365. Catch conversations with beat writers, broadcasters, current and former players of all levels. Now, here's your host,
Walter Icabalseta. Whoops, I fumbled. I got to get out of here.
Walter Icabalseta.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? And welcome back to another episode of Passion for the Pastime. And this is a quick turnaround. I told you that I'd be back when there was news from the winter meetings. We got some stuff to talk about. No, Shohei Ohtani has not signed. And just like John Miller, fumbling my last name, I think the skipper of the Dodgers, Dave Roberts, fumbled his damn self from the winter meetings. We'll break all that down, what I mean. But the field is becoming more and more clear. We have some reports coming in from MLB.com. Mark Feinson breaking it down to the final two? I don't know. We'll have to break that down, but we do know some teams that have fallen out of the mix for Shohei Ohtani. And we also have a trade that has went down from the winter meetings. Unlikely trade partners, rivals. Some would argue the greatest rivalry in all of baseball. The Red Sox and the Yankees make a trade at the winter meeting. So we will dive into all of that, what that means for Juan Soto. We do know that the last time that we spoke, and welcome back to the podcast, was that the Yankees and Padres were so far apart from what could be done for Juan Soto to wear the pinstripes. It's not out of the realm of possibility, but three pitchers were moved in the deal for Alex Verdugo. And just to break it down, I'm trying to pull up the three guys that got traded. And also, Verdugo does play in the outfield. So I don't know if that has any effects, or is Verdugo not going to be a Yankee for long? Will he be included in the deal? He is major league ready talent. The Padres do know about Verdugo because he was a Dodger. So it not for a long time, but they saw him up close and personal definitely over a season or two with Alex Verdugo coming up through the farm system for the Dodgers out in Boston, now a Yankee. And the three players that were included in the trade were prospects, essentially. Richard Fitz, the Yankees' number 12 prospect in the system. Greg Weissert and Nicholas Judas. Judas, I believe, is how you say it. Weissert made his MLB debut in 2022, owns a career ERA of 4.60 in 31 and one-third innings pitched. And Fitz, the coveted pitcher in the Yankees organization, pitched in Double-A last year, Somerset in 2023, and had a 3.57 ERA. So that is what the Yankees gave up for Alex Verdugo. Verdugo now in New York. So again, we have to find the trickle effect. Is it possible that Verdugo will be included in a trade for the Yankees to Juan Soto? It's very possible that we can see more movement. But as far as everything else is going on, and we're going to get into Ohtani and Dave Roberts and the final two teams, and where in the hell is in the world is Shohei Ohtani? Because there's been an amount of secrecy unknown to the Secret Service. I just got to say, everyone's trying to find out. I'm trying to find out to do a damn podcast. So where the hell is Shohei Ohtani? I mean, there were reports earlier this week when last podcast we broke it down with Ben Nicholson-Smith, shot him a text. He will be able to come on possibly next week. He is really busy at the winter meetings, especially with Shohei Ohtani still being floated around with the Blue Jays. And it was reported that on Monday, Shohei Ohtani was out there in Florida at the spring training facility for the Toronto Blue Jays. Then there were reports from Dave Roberts that he was out in Los Angeles And then there were reports, rumblings from the Chronicle of Susan Slusser that Shohei Ohtani did indeed pay a visit to Oracle Park. Again, no one knows. Everyone is being very secretive of this process except for Dave Roberts. But with all that being said, are we to believe the earlier reports prior to the winter meetings that Ohtani will be signed prior to the finish of the winter meetings? We are coming up on the final 24 hours of the winter meetings in Nashville. And again, because of the silence, we don't know at what stage that this signing is taking place. We don't know if there was earlier reports from John Morosi that there has been three teams that made a bid on Shohei Ohtani. It is unclear of which teams that was, but it is very clear that the Cubs are not one of those teams. The Cubs are no longer interested. Maybe they're still interested, but they're no longer pursuing Shohei Ohtani because they felt that their optimism of getting Ohtani was waning. So they are now pivoting because now reports are coming out that they are looking at making a trade for Tyler Glasnow. They are switching to Rhys Hoskins. And that is a conversation that we will get into with the Giants because Mark Feinson of MLB.com, he has come out and said that the Blue Jays and the Dodgers are 1-2 right now in the Shohei Ohtani sweepstakes. That doesn't mean necessarily that the Giants are not fully invested in Shohei Ohtani, but at least, can I riff? At least they won't finish second this time. They'll finish third in the Shohei Ohtani sweepstakes. But outside of all of this, everyone listening to this podcast and everyone following along with the Jeff Passans, with the Morosis, with the Bob Nightingales, if you got to fact check Nightingale sometimes, but he's good as well. There hasn't been a lot of movement. There hasn't been anything really going on of significance as of right now during the winter meeting. So other than the trade for Alex Verdugo, that was probably the biggest thing. There was a draft lottery, if you care about that. The Guardians have the number one pick. The Oakland, soon-to-be Las Vegas Athletics got screwed. Actually, the top three teams in the new draft lottery, David Force did not like the result of the A's. I believe they ended up with the fourth overall draft pick with this new draft lottery system in place. So I think they had Tim McGraw up there drawing the damn drawing the teams. I don't know what the process was, but he was just holding up team cards as far as who the teams would be in their respective slots. But the top three teams that had the highest odds were the Royals, the White Sox, and the A's. And none of them, I believe it was 3, 4, and 6. I want to say that the Rockies. I think it was the Rockies that got in there. Anyways, the draft lottery screwed everyone. The Guardians got the number one pick. That's the only other thing that has happened at the winter meetings. There's a lot of conversations going on. There's a lot of buzz around Yamamoto. There's a lot of buzz about Cody Bellinger and Rhys Hoskins being the focal point of the Reds and the Cubs. But outside of that, nothing else is happening. We are all speculating as to where Shohei Ohtani currently is in the United States. We don't know. We know nothing. Maybe he's in Atlanta right now. I mean, if you're going to do travel plans, if you go from Los Angeles, obviously he's spoken with Anaheim, and then you go to Dodger Stadium, then you come up to San Francisco, then you go to Florida. Maybe he stopped along the way in Atlanta, or maybe he's going back from Florida to Atlanta, then he's going to go to Nashville. I don't know what the hell the travel plans are for Shohei Ohtani, but that's about it. Nothing else is going on at this moment in time, and that is because everyone, free agents, Scott Boras, also, by the way, is speaking tomorrow. I'm recording this on December 5th. Scott Boras will be speaking, holding court at the winter meetings. That is when he will showcase every single one of his clients. And we'll find out who is, you know, we'll have to listen to his damn riddles for about 30 minutes. He's going to hold court tomorrow. I'm not exactly sure of the time, but he will be speaking at his annual scrum at the winter meetings, talking up every single one of his clients, which is damn near everyone. But everyone is waiting for Shohei Ohtani. That is the MO. He sets the precedent. He sets the market. And we are waiting. And again, if we are to believe, and no one really knows what's going on, I think a lot of people are speculating. Of course, everyone has their sources. But as Mark Feinson said, the Dodgers and the Blue Jays favorites, they're 1-2 for signing Shohei Ohtani. That is a little bit, I wouldn't say a little bit of a surprise, because the Blue Jays have come on strong. There's been a lot of conversation with the Blue Jays picking up Shohei Ohtani. But again, the whole east side of the country was just cut off before anything happened with Shohei Ohtani. Because the speculation, again, because no one is talking to Shohei Ohtani. Ohtani hasn't spoken with the media. Remember when he got the MVP? No one has spoken with Ohtani because he didn't even do that press conference. You're supposed to do that press conference. Apparently, there was technical difficulties. This guy hasn't spoken since, I believe, late July, early August. We have not heard from Shohei Ohtani. So this is it's just a different situation. Normally, there have been conversations, or we will see, you know, on social media or something like that. Let's get into social media. The one thing that the Giants got going for them is that apparently Shohei Ohtani was going on this rampage of adding Giants. I think we saw him add Logan Webb and Casey Schmidt, which was a weird one. I don't know about that one, but I believe he also added Patrick Bailey on Instagram. So whatever. I mean, whatever you want to take that for. It's news. The Giants have said that they are all in on Shohei Ohtani. But if you want to believe the most recent developments from Mark Feinson, Blue Jays, Dodgers, those are the guys. Not entirely surprised about the Blue Jays. The Dodgers, that was, I mean, it's anticipated. I even said it last podcast. What do the Giants do when Shohei Ohtani is wearing Dodger blue? And again, I did not mean to rhyme. It just happens that way, okay? So let's just look at this from a standpoint of what we know. What we know is that Shohei Ohtani has met with teams to where the Cubs maybe had a meeting. Maybe they're hearing rumblings as well. We don't know what the extent of conversations were, but the Cubs are out. They have already shifted their focus elsewhere. I mean, they're looking at Tyler Glasnow. They're looking at Rhys Hoskins. They will most likely, if they're out on Ohtani entirely, they will most likely be all in on Bellinger and bring him back. So there's that. We know that so far. We also know that Shohei Ohtani was at the facility in Florida for the Toronto Blue Jays. We also know that. That was on Monday, which was yesterday. I'm recording this on December 5th, Tuesday at about 7 o'clock p.m., and this will be posted shortly after conclusion of this recording. So we know that. We know that he spoke with the Blue Jays in Florida. We also know, courtesy to, and this might be the only leak, and you can look at it however you want, but this might be the only leak that we've had, is that Dave Roberts, in his media availability today with reporters, he came out and said, yeah, we did have a conversation. He was at Dodger Stadium. What the hell is Dave Roberts doing? And then the GM, and I say the GM because it was funny. We were all talking about it at the station today at KNBR. We were all talking. I don't know who the hell the GM is for the Dodgers, man. I have no idea. I think his name was like Greg. No, it's not Greg Bell. I forget what his name is. But the great Derek Papa brought him up, and I was like, who are you talking about? Essentially, he was backpedaling everything that was said and wouldn't address it further. So, with this secrecy from Shohei Ohtani and his agents, with Dave Roberts making that announcement today at the winter meetings, wouldn't that be hilarious if out of nowhere, Shohei Ohtani either signs with the Blue Jays or comes to the Giants, and he said, yeah, you know what? I really didn't like when Dave Roberts put my business out there, so I didn't want to play for the Dodgers. Wouldn't that be the most ridiculous thing that would ever happen? I mean, I don't know. It's a weird situation. There has been a request from Ohtani, from his agents, that we do not want to be discussed in the media. And that is why everyone is left to guessing what the hell, what stage we are in the courtship of Shohei Ohtani. And then you have this bomb of Dave Roberts coming out there and saying, yeah, no, we met with him. We talked to him over the weekend at Dodger Stadium. What the heck? That was like bizarre. But then also, why would he do that? Why would Dave Roberts bluntly, because if you watch the video, if you hear back the audio, I do not have it for you today, but if you go back and look at the video, check it out on Twitter. I'm sure Morosi and Passan, everyone that's in the know, they have the video on their Twitter, on X. You'll find it. Just type in Dave Roberts. If you watch it, he's asked the question, and he pauses long enough to decide whether or not this is a good idea for me to say. And he said it anyway. I don't know if it was at that moment that he realized, damn, I just cost us Ohtani, and damn, I just cost us cost me my job. I don't know if that was what he was thinking of in those 4 seconds. He very well could still be a Dodger. I mean, but wouldn't it be hilarious? Not just that it happens to a team that was trying to court Shohei and then it happens that way. Just because it's the Dodgers. That would be hilarious. Even more hilarious if he ends up in the orange and black. But we are not expecting that. Again, what do we know? We know the Toronto Blue Jays. We know the Dodgers. We know that the Cubs are out. We also know somewhat speculation, rumblings, quote-unquote, is what Susan Susser says. A photographer happened to catch the Giants brass, the decision makers, in the parking lot at Oracle Park. They had a meeting of some sort. What was it? I don't know. But if you're looking at all these meetings that have allegedly taken place with the Blue Jays, with the Dodgers, maybe with the Cubs, it's fair speculation, especially if there was confirmation that Ohtani was at Dodger Stadium. Flight is only, what, about 75 minutes from L.A.? So, I don't know. It's a very interesting situation with Shohei, and I keep checking my phone while I am recording this just to make sure that I am not missing anything with the Shohei Ohtani. Because, again, reports prior to the winter meetings was that Shohei Ohtani would be signing with a club prior to the or before the winter meetings conclude in Nashville. And we're coming up on that deadline. It is coming up rapidly. It's coming up quick. So we'll just have to wait and see. But if the Giants are not, and again, according to Mark Feinstein of MLB.com, if the Giants aren't legitimate players in this, there isn't any confirmation yet. But if they aren't legitimate players in Shohei Ohtani, and I know that everyone is waiting for Ohtani to sign so that the precedent is set. We know what contract sizes. I mean, do you really have to wait for Shohei Ohtani? Anyways, everyone's waiting for Shohei Ohtani. If the Giants aren't in on him, at this moment in time, we have to anticipate that they are ready to make the pivot. What that pivot is will be interesting to see. What a lot of people have said, Laura Britt spoke with, and we had Laura Britt on KNBR with Papa and Lund. She spoke with Farhan. She spoke with Jake Peavy. She spoke with John Morosi. And if you look at what everyone has said about what the needs are for the Giants, is to improve their defense, but most importantly, to get a co-ace to pair with Logan Webb. And that pivot from when Ohtani tells him, yeah, we're not interested, that pivot has to look like Yamamoto. I don't know if the $200 million is too steep for a guy that's never pitched in Major League Baseball. But, I mean, you look at Kodai Senga that came over. He pitched just fine in Major Leagues, to where he was included in Rookie of the Year conversation. He pitched just fine. I do not have any doubt. I mean, yeah, maybe there's a little precaution because it's going to be hitters. It's going to be a culture shock. It's going to be a new environment for Yamamoto. But if this guy, if you bring him in here, sign him to, what if it's 200? If you sign him to a 6-year deal, you get him till he's 31 because he's 25 years old right now. And you get potential Rookie of the Year, potential Cy Young candidacy out of this guy, to pair him with Logan Webb after what the rotation has looked like for the San Francisco Giants, that's a game changer. Because when Laura Britt asked Morosi, he said that the Giants need a co-starter. But he also referenced that the Giants are falling behind a little bit in the division. Especially, I mean, it's blatantly obvious. The Dodgers will be the Dodgers. The Dodgers will likely trade for Corbin Burnes. Again, there hasn't been a lot of reports on that. That's just my intuition that if they don't get Yamamoto, because I believe that they're in on Yamamoto as well, but if they're going to get a pitcher. They need a pitcher. You go get Blake Snell? I don't know. Maybe. But if you can go get Corbin Burnes, good Lord. Then you look at what the Diamondbacks have done. Diamondbacks, and they're young. They were in the World Series this year. To go with their pitching and their unique style of baseball that isn't powerball. It's literally, they kill you with speed. Speed kills in Arizona. So when you look at that perspective, Padres are going to be the Padres until they fall off, which they may have already done. And they'll be trading Juan Soto at some point. Maybe not this week. The Rockies will always be the Rockies. But you already have, if you look at the division right now, and Morosi says that the Giants are falling off, falling behind, who are the Giants better than? The Rockies? Are they on level playing field with the Padres? I know their offense. I mean, say what you want about the Padres. They just didn't perform last year. But on paper, and again, I know games aren't played on paper, but on paper, the Padres are miles ahead of the Giants. So when you start looking at all these teams in the division, at least the Padres have their stars. The Dodgers, I mean, they're Hollywood. They're always going to get the stars. Diamondbacks, Rookie of the Year, Corbin Carroll. And what do the Giants have to offer in that same regard? Absolutely nothing. I like Patrick Bailey. I like Logan Webb. And Logan Webb may be the closest thing to a star that the orange and black that the Giants have right now. But they need to get star pieces. We know it. Unfortunately, the agents and the players know it. But most importantly, Bob Melvin knows it. He came out there and said that in his interview from the winter meetings. Said that in this market, in San Francisco, you pride yourself looking at the history, looking at the greats. You go from Jerry Rice, Joe Montana. He also included Steve Kerr, which was hilarious, by the way. Steph Curry. The Buster Posies. Back in the day when they were winning World Series. You look at all this star power, and the Giants have none of it at the moment. They need to get back to that. Barry Bonds. They need to get back to that. Does Yamamoto do that? I think he does. And if he comes in and deals and he is in conversation for Rookie of the Year, potentially Cy Young, there will be growing pains. That's expected. But I think with the ballpark, with the coaching staff, with analytics, I think that he will be just fine with this team specifically. He could very well go to another team. He could very well go to the Yankees, which they are high on him. He is the main priority for them. He may go to the Red Sox. Could potentially go to the Dodgers. We don't know where he's going to go. But I feel, and this is my pitch, I'm talking to Yamamoto right now. I'm talking to his representative. I feel that with this ballpark, with Logan Webb, with the bullpen that'll bail you out, with this coaching staff, their use of analytics. Did I say the ballpark already? Just making sure. With all of that, you're going to have the best possible career that you can have here. And whether you're a lifelong Giant, that's up to you. But we'll damn sure make you look good in the years that you're here. And with you and Logan Webb, now I'm really talking to Yamamoto. With you and Logan Webb at the forefront, we will be competing for a division and competing for World Series. Maybe I'm high. Maybe I'm tripping. But that's how I feel. I mean, with the Giants, what they need to do, man. And again, this all comes back to Ohtani. If they are in on Ohtani, fine. But don't miss. You need to reel him in. And if it's not Ohtani, know when to pull out. Pause. Know when to pull out. Know when to get out of Dodge. Know when to pivot so that you aren't stuck playing in the mud. That is what we should have learned from prior off-seasons under Farhan. Don't let it happen again. Because I guarantee you it happens again, there will be an uprising with the orange and black. There will be an uprising. People will be pissed. By the way, just want to remind everyone that tomorrow, December 6th, by the way, happy birthday to my girlfriend's dad, Roger Galvin. Happy birthday to you if you're listening. And also, I got to remember, this happened on his birthday, so I'm sorry. Arson Judge. The tweet. I was looking it up today. Arson Judge to the Giants. Fire emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji. Oh, man. Thank you, John Heyman. Arson Judge. A year ago, December 6th, which is tomorrow from the time that I'm recording this. Arson Judge. And then fast forward a month later, Carlos Correa. Don't let it happen again. You need to hit on some of these playmakers. We need the star power. And I think the Yamamoto does that. Of course, that isn't where it needs to stop. They need to go out and get a bat. But if you get the pitching, that has been the formula. Play. I don't give a damn about what these analytics say. I don't care if they're putting up the plexiglass, if they're closing out the wind from right and right center field. I don't care about all of that. If you do it, great. Do it for Ohtani. Tell him it's fine. Come here. By the way, let me show you some highlights of Barry Bonds. See what he did here. That could be you. But throw all the analytics out. How did the Giants win in 10, 12, and 14? They won by pitching and defense. Why? Because that plays to their home ballpark. Get back to that formula, and I guarantee the Giants will start to win more games. Pitching and defense. Defense upgrade? You needed a lefty bat because you don't get Ohtani? Oh, Cody Bellinger? Go get him. Kevin Kiermaier, if you want, sure. Trade the excess for more relievers, the excess outfielders, go ahead. Kiermaier, upgrade defensively. Cody Bellinger, upgrade defensively. Yamamoto, you get that ace. You get that pitching back. Oh, while we're at it, just go get Josh Hader. Bring him in here too. Let's make it a party. That's what the Giants need to do. So, as I look to close out this episode of the podcast, I'm going to go ahead and take a look at my phone. Just want to make sure that nothing has come in since I went on that rant about the orange and black. Pirates. Here we go. Pirates to acquire Marcos Gonzalez. Remember Marco Gonzalez? He was part of that trade for Jared Kelenic from the Mariners. Mariners also, what did I see? I think it was Mariners might be in on Cody Bellinger. That'd be interesting. No, not Cody Bellinger. Who was it? Randy Arozarena? I don't remember who it was for. It was an outfielder, Latin-born, because I was like, damn, they're going to pair him. Was it Juan Soto? It might have been Juan Soto. Now I don't have my notes. I close it all out to pull up my phone to find out anything else. But I remember it was Latin-born. I was like, damn, they're going to pair him with Julio Rodriguez. I think it was Juan Soto. Juan Soto to the Mariners would be sick. Just saying. But, all right. Marco Gonzalez, that was part of that trade with the Braves and the Mariners earlier. Traded to the Pirates. And I just lost the note. Yep. Traded to the Pirates. Pirates to acquire Marco Gonzalez for cast considerations from the Braves for a player to be named. That's about the biggest thing that has happened. Let me search Twitter real quick before I let you go. There has been nothing else happening. Alex Verdugo trade. We already talked about that too. The Yankees. Yankees Red Sox trade. Fascinating. That's John Morosi. Passing with the breaking news. That's about it. I think that is my cue to let you guys go. We will see. It is currently 7:27, December 5th, on a Tuesday. we'll see what time Shohei Ohtani signs. Maybe signed by the time that you listen to this, to which everything is irrelevant. No, we didn't break it down that much. We're talking about the Giants making a damn pivot. Get off of Ohtani, go get something. We need him. Have a good one, everybody. Thank you for tuning in for this episode of the podcast. I will be back, as promised, when there is more breaking news on Shohei Ohtani. Hopefully it isn't in 10, 15, 20 minutes, because then that means that everything that I just said, no one heard. So with that, I say goodbye, good night, and I will talk to you the moment something happens. Talk to you next time.